Key ingredient in methamphetamine is anhydrous ammonia. It's available only to farmers who use it as fertilizer. Drug makers who pursue this liquid have created a kind of shadow crime wave that's hitting farms far away from where the drug is made. John Miller reports it's created new tensions among farmers in upstate New York.
Cayuga County Deputy Sheriff Corey Colton pilots his patrol car along a gravel road between broad fields of knee-high corn. Until recently, there wasn't much for a deputy sheriff to do here. No one even bothered to lock their cars or houses. But that has changed. In the last year and a half, Colton and his colleagues have arrested more than 25 people for stealing or trying to steal anhydrous ammonia from area farms. Colton says the sudden arrival of methamphetamine culture took him and his neighbors by surprise.
I'm sure that 99% of the people in this area had never even heard of such a thing a year and a half ago, and now they're getting a crash course on a seedier side of life that they haven't had to deal with in the past.
Nearly all the ammonia thieves have been methamphetamine addicts from the wooded hills of Bradford County, Pennsylvania, an hour and a half to the south. It's a major center for meth production, but few farms there are big enough or rich enough to have anhydrous ammonia on hand, so meth makers there will pay runners hundreds of dollars to drive up here for a jug or thermos full. Paul Wheeler manages an 1,800-acre corn and soybean farm on Route 34, the main road connecting the two areas. He says since this started, his tanks have been broken into more than 100 times.
Some of them will cut the hoses off. They'll leave the rubber gloves there, the trails through the fields where they've walked and drizzled the stuff and burned the grass off. They're just signs of it all over.
A couple of miles to the north, in the cab of an enormous tractor, farmer Rodney Donald knifes anhydrous ammonia into a 100-acre cornfield. Donald has been farming here for more than 35 years. Since last year, thieves have hit his ammonia tanks more than a dozen times.
It's getting so I don't sleep too good at night now. I mean, every car goes by, I wake up, run to the window. In fact, the other night, I'd see a car pull in, but I thought it was a deputy sheriff checking the tanks. I don't think it was.
Donald says he's worried about potentially dangerous spills, and he's annoyed by the constant need to repair damaged hoses and nozzles. But what bothers him most is losing his sense of security. He says that's something he and his neighbors are willing to fight to protect. That's why he started to carry a gun.
I'm not going looking for trouble, but I don't want to get caught short. If I come around the corner at the farm and there they are and they pull a gun on me, you know, I want to be ready for them.
Donald isn't the only person talking this way. His neighbor, Paul Wheeler, says he keeps a shotgun handy, too.
It's not that we're out looking for it and want to do it. It just pisses you off if they're here. And we know if we catch one, do whatever you do, it's not going to stop it, but there might be a little satisfaction in the deal.
Deputy Colton says he's not sure how much of this is just bluster, but he says the tough talk worries him.
What's alarming to us is the introduction of weapons. To this point, the majority of them have been unarmed coming up, but if they can see that the farmers are taking up arms, what we fear as a department will happen is that they're going to start bringing arms with them to defend themselves from vigilantism. 728 Cuban.
Officials here are pushing for tougher laws against stealing anhydrous ammonia, raising it from a petty larceny to a felony. Colton and his colleagues in the sheriff's department fear that the meth makers may respond by moving production closer to the source of their ingredients and selling to the locals while they're at it. Police have already found 4 meth labs in Cayuga County in the last year, up from 0 the year before. For NPR News, I'm John Miller in Venice Center, New York.